And thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Even the man whose heart is pure and says his prayers at night can change to a wolf when the wolf bane blows and the full moon shining bright.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. It's the Hound. We're back again with our Halloween slash Ike Turner's birthday slash Stooges' 23rd anniversary tribute show number 4. Fourth year we've done it. So we got all your favorite Halloween garbage and some new ones we never played, and then we got our tribute to Ike Turner and our tribute to the Stooges, and maybe we'll do a Blues Hoodoo hangover if we have time. You have news for morons?
Which is sort of our tribute to our own stupidity and eagerness to drink coffee and talk.
We got Denois and Il Bruch.
Yo.
What else do we got? We got... That's it. That's everything.
Yeah, I think that's plenty.
That's plenty.
We got prosciutto bread, but you all can't have any of that.
Did Ike not show? Is Ike a no-show? Or?
Todd's bringing Ike Turner and Iggy and the Stooges. They'll all be here, or else Todd's in big trouble.
Yeah.
Actually, Todd called about some more special guests yesterday, which we'll get to if it ever happens.
Which we'll get to tomorrow.
Let's kick it off with our all-time number one Halloween request item, and we'll get it out of the way because no one's listening because it's too early. So when everyone calls in at 5 o'clock, I can say I played it already. Jackie Morningstar, Rockin' in the Graveyard.
Now you've heard of the purple people eater, and they sing of the witch doctor too. I guess these songs have sold a million copies. Well, I got one to sell a million too. Well, I was out in the graveyard about 12 o'clock. Something hit me.
Ha ha ha!
This is a hit!
I remember it was one dark and dreary night. The sky was dark and not a trace of light. That shortcut through the graveyard didn't feel too good. But nothing was gonna happen, at least I didn't think it could. Then I heard a noise that sounded like great big feet. Then I thought about the monster that craved on human meat.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no,
was it
no!
Was the creature called Wolfman?
No creature!
Well, then it must have been that thing.
I froze dead in my tracks, paralyzed, and I couldn't even look back. I heard a moan and a deathly groan. I was scared stiff and all alone. I strained my eyes into empty space, but then all of a sudden we were face to face.
Wrong record. Let me out of here.
Was it the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Oh.
Was it the creature called Frankenstein?
No, no, no.
Was it the creature called Wolfman?
No creature.
Well, then it must have been that thing.
He leaped at me, but before I could hit the ground, I was in my house on the other side of town. Now I'm in my easy chair, and without a doubt, he can get in, and I know I'm not going out. As I close my story, here's a word for the wise. A shortcut through the graveyard is a bunch of jive.
Are you the creature from the Black Lagoon?
No!
Are you the creature called Frankenstein?
No creature!
Are you the creature called Wolfman?
No!
Well, then you must be the thing.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused at all. But nevertheless, we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a bruising for the bruising. There was a running and a losing. Put it to an end, then the tinkle. There's a fungus among us. Shaking all over, didn't know what to do. The dog and the cat, they were fighting too. Then a real slick chick come over to me. She said,
"Cool it, Daddy. Can't you see?
There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cruising for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, then the gentle. There's a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
This is a hit! I was driving home much more than four in the night. My fast boy graveyard gave me a fight from the door. Rocking around to the phone, Jim. We were rocking around to the phone. Shining and a banging and a rattling phone. Rocking and a rolling around the
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
I want to leave and have a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy has done passed on, but the bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Roll on! A phonograph needle in my hand. I'm gonna rock my way right out of this land. Roll on! Rock on! Yeah, rock on! Yeah, rock on! Well, there's a lot of rhythm in these rocky bones. When I die, don't bury me at all. Leave my bones up on the wall. But eat these bones, let these words be seen. The running of a bopping machine. Roll on! Roll on! Yeah, rock on! Yeah, rock on! Yeah, did a lot of rhythm in his rocking bones. Did a lot of rhythm in his rocking bones.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, and here we go. Some Halloween favorites. What do we hear? The Blonde Bomber, Ronnie Dawson, with Rockin' Bones. He's supposed to be here the 17th of
you're be
November.
In Ohio.
Right, there's a good chance I will be in Ohio.
Oh, well.
So he'll be here, guest DJing. Counting backwards, Casper and the Ghosts, Rockin' Around the Tombstone. Hugh Barrett and the Victors with A Fungus Among Us. The Jayhawks and The Creature. And we open up with Jackie Morningstar, full-blooded Cherokee Indian, and rockin' in the graveyard. What's going on, guys?
I don't know. What's going on with you?
Well, we'll tell you what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, it's our Halloween show. The A-Bones of the Court Tavern tonight are going on.
Yeah.
That's with Il Bruch
that,
here.
How is that place, Bruce?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's sensational. Yeah, they're really nice to us. Everybody asks about the Hound. Yeah, it is definitely worth the trip. The beers are relatively cheap. Like, everybody's, like, really cool and kind of snide, you know, so we fit in real well.
So no one claps at the end of the song?
Yeah, and that guy Brian from the radio station in New Brunswick,
fingers.
You know, hanging out in the parking lot with him, like, cranking 7-ounce ponies. It really is as close to high school as I've gotten in a long time without doing speed.
Oh,
see, the Senders are back at the Continental Divide every Monday night for free. The Pussywillows at the world famous Woody's tonight.
At the Woodman's. I caught him live in Philly on Thursday night. Believe it or not, they were sensational.
The Woodman?
No. No, Los Pussywillows.
I hear Woody Allen will be there jamming on clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
Todd promises.
That's cool.
And, okay, here's something. This is Halloween.
Todd's bringing Woody out today, isn't he?
Halloween night. Well, Ike and Woody are sharing one limo, and Iggy and the Stooges are coming in an ambulance.
Ike and Iggy are coming in a Woody.
Okay, there was supposed to be the show over at the Acme on Halloween, the Talisman.
You with us so far?
The Talisman, the Inducers, and then two movies, The Revenge of the Creature in 3D with Clint Eastwood's only 3D movie. And the Hammer horror flick, Dracula Has Risen from the Grave. Right? So, the Acme is now closed. The show has moved around the block. This is Halloween night to the Bond Street Cafe, where the pool tables are free and a beer is only $2, according to Gary.
But they don't have those excellent steamed oysters that they do upstairs at the Acme.
No, and they won't let Dee Dee Ramone shoot up in the bathroom either. So I'm boycotting the place. No Dee Dee, no Helm.
Yeah, I don't know, folks. It's hard getting out on Halloween in the big city because you never know when that, like, razor blade studded potato is just going to fall out of the sky on top of you.
No, one of the great sights I saw last year, as soon as I left my house, was walk down the block and there were, like, you know, seven young coke-dealing homeboys with Halloween masks and baseball bats walking down the block.
You just want to pinch yourself.
I think they were off to the parade.
We played last Halloween in the city, and I had to, like, come and go and get instruments and stuff like that, and I got egged four times. Call Mr. Guinness.
That's twice as much as your normal day, huh?
Yeah, no, my personal best, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy, what do we got from the news desk?
One bunch of kids were throwing hard-boiled eggs. It's so vicious, you know? It was really hurt.
Petrified dinosaur eggs are what I like to throw.
A news desk, did somebody say?
I don't have the news desk.
Dennis sort of like laying prostrate on the news desk as we speak.
Here we go. I'll get it.
You gave me the business?
I gave you the good one.
Oh!
Yeah, but I'm sitting on it, right?
Let's see. What is happening in the news here?
So much.
We don't have a Eblis desk today.
No, I'm afraid we don't.
Well, it didn't. Todd was supposed to bring the Elvis desk, I believe.
Todd's got the Elvis desk, but Ike won't let it out of his sight.
Uh-huh. Well, Ike locked something in one of the drawers.
We'll do the news when we come back. Let's just play some more records. We're going
to
start in on our Ike Turner birthday tribute. Now, why do we always do it on Halloween? Because Ike Turner...
He's a scary guy.
Well, besides that, there are two given dates for Ike Turner's birthday. One is October 15th and one is November 5th. And Ike has acknowledged them both at various points in his life. And so we put it halfway in the middle. And Ike Turner, you know, he's in jail now, poor guy, but he was much better before he got together with Tina, actually, and that's what we're going to play, is good records.
Yeah, it's sort of the secret, you know. It's kind of like that, you know, Bill Haley invented rock and roll thing. I mean, Ike Turner, like, he is the best guitar player. He is just amazing.
Yeah, the master of the Stratocaster.
No kidding.
And he produced lots of Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King and all these guys. Mm-hmm. Discovered a lot of guys. What are you doing there, Den? And, screw it, just play it. Here we got one. Twisting the Strings. This is a good one.
You tell us why it's good. Thank you.
miscued already.
They say love.
Well, we don't want to hear this. We want to hear Down in the Congo. Hang on.
It's track number 5.
Wait, okay. Drop the tone arm.
Got it.
This is much better. Ike and Bonnie Turner, 1954.
Trying to find him another route.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging to leave. Well, the rabbit took the notions and he tried to run. The man spinned around, then he cocked his gun. The rabbit saw a hole, then he tried to duck.
And that's when the mean alien messed him up.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging. Well, he shot right over the rabbit's head. The rabbit fell down as if he were dead. The man relaxed and laid down his gun.
And that's when the rabbit saw a chance to run.
He's scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk even, so it won't be no begging.
Thank you.
over his tail. And then he waved the man farewell. The man pointed his finger, said, I'll get you again.
The rabbit shook his head and said, he's going, baby.
Too scared, trembling in his knees. Well, he can't talk English, so it won't be no begging, please.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, happy birthday, Ike Turner.
Ike Turner Radio.
Yeah. Well, we did an entirely different tribute than last year. We didn't repeat one song.
That was beautiful.
We could go for hours, though.
We just played Jack Rabbit over and over and over again.
That was Prancin'. That was Ike's theme song, 1960. Actually, that was a remake of Prancin', but it's better than the one from the earlier one. Let's see, we're counting backwards.
Prancin', the Next Generation.
We heard Bayou Rock from that Crown album, Ike Turner Rocks the Blues. But I have a 78 of that same song, and it's called Cubano Jump. Go figure.
Completists, take note.
Sad as a Man Can Be, stint at Federal Records. Matchbox, on the Cobra label from Ike's stint in Chicago, which he did all the solos that Otis Rush is given the credit for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks that Otis Rush was such a genius for 5 minutes, and all those cool solos were Ike Turner. Jack Rabbit with, what's his name? Jimmy, whatever that guy's name was, the singer. Down in the Congo with Bonnie Turner from Sun Records. Bonnie, she was actually cooler than Tina.
So don't you think we should get a tour together with her and Bonnie Owens?
Yeah. And Bonnie Bramlett.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Delaney and Bonnie.
Delaney and Bonnie's.
Anyway.
And we opened up with Twistin' the Strings.
Aye, that we did.
So there you go, Ike Turner. By the way, 2 weeks from today, November 10th, live at Brownie's.
Yeah, how
169
about it?
Avenue A in the East Village. The tragically hip East Village. The Hounds Hangover Hop number 2. You're all invited. It's the Hounds' 5th anniversary show. We'll all be there. The prizes, booze.
The first one was number 1. This one will definitely be number 2.
Yeah. Well, also, I haven't really decided yet. May be the last Hound show. I got to think if I really want to. Now we're getting into traffic season. I got to really reconsider my career here.
Yeah, you're going to reconsider baby or
so possibly
or
the last babysitter. Possibly the last Hound show. I'll flip a coin at the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
I can get behind that.
And it's free to get in. It's
going
to be a lot of fun. Roscoe, Il Bruch, Denois, Miss Saladhead will all be there. Yes. Special guests, prizes, booze,
meet
and
the men,
more booze.
Meet the men and women that talk about the music.
Yeah. So that's 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have knuckleheads in the news?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Knuckleheads, grab your news story. First one of the mic wins. Il Bruch.
Back off, Dan.
Bruce Bennett, what you got in it?
Green Cove Springs, Florida. I'd like to digress a moment here and point out that the current theme of, like, Florida as, like, the idiot capital of the planet is really, it's getting to be too much. The 1941 children's literary classic My Friend Flicka was pulled from 5th and 6th grade optional reading lists in this town after parents complained it contained vulgar language. The book contains the word bitch in reference to a female dog and the word damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Another children's book, Abel's Island, was removed from the list because of references to drinking wine.
Didn't Christ drink wine in the Bible?
Yeah, the Catholic catechism is they're going to ban the mass because they drink wine.
George Bush, not the president, he says here, but an insurance agent who is vice chairman of the Clay County School Board, said the decision to remove the books from the list was made by school administrators. He said he supports the action. Gee whiz.
Well, on that same theme, for things to do tonight, anybody wants to catch an early flight to Dayton, Ohio, there is a big book-burning party.
What's the High Times bus doing? Are they free for the week?
Load up the High Times bus.
With books?
Dateline Dayton, Ohio, a church plans to burn books by Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, along with pornography and satanic paraphernalia tonight, in what the church pastor hopes will become an annual event.
Or
our purpose is to rid our city, and throughout the years we'll continue to rid our city of more satanic paraphernalia, and that we believe the Holy Spirit will have a greater freedom to flow. The Reverend Donovan Larkins, founder of the non-denominational Victory Bible Church. The church distributes flyers in several neighborhoods and invites people to bring books by Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, books on New Age religions, witchcraft, yoga, transcendental meditation, Christian Science, horoscopes, playing cards, secular albums, tapes, and bumper stickers. He says he doesn't care if the bonfire offends everyone in the city. What God says is important to me. Well.
And he would
does
know.
Does he know that the Bible was not written by Christians, at least the first half?
Doesn't he know the scriptural evidence that the devil loves fire? Well.
That's how Hitler started burning books.
One more little note from the open-minded desk. the final footnote on the Two Live Crew thing. The sheriff says that if they perform the same concert again in his jurisdiction, he's going to arrest them.
Again, though
it's already, they've already been acquitted.
Were any of us lucky enough to see the Donahue Two Live Crew freak out on Thursday?
I think I did see that.
Mike Myers was rapping about that, and apparently the other Denster was had every other word bleeped out as he rapped with Bob Costas on the god awful Bob Costas show.
Oh, I missed that one.
Den Hopper.
Yeah,
I saw him with Arsenio.
Ooh. Well. Dennis Hopper, I can't believe I'm sitting next to Dennis Hopper.
the Denster was good. Arsenio is, you know, frightening. You know what he is.
Yeah.
No. What is he?
I can't quite figure out what he is.
Good word. Triangle-headed,
big-butted talk show host.
Yeah, I liked Hound's take on it, that whatever he is now, he began life as a white woman.
Yeah. Well... getting back to that Halloween trash.
Yeehaw.
This is WFMU East Orange.
No question about that.
By the way. And Ken Friedman, our commandant here, is getting married today.
I just saw him running across the lawn.
Really?
No.
He's out at Rutgers getting married. And we're
streaking
not,
across the lawn?
We didn't get invited.
Well, there's a shock.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, we got queued up. Brian Walker, Trick or Treat. Good one. 2, 3, 4.
So if I get you, trick or treat, trick or treat. Oh, I can't wait to Halloween to find me a little weenie. Love me, love me, love me. When the goblins don't get you, then the witches will tell you how I care. And I'm gonna get you. And I'm gonna net you to a die, cause it's my way. Got to surrender by the 1st of November, a haunted night in May. Well, I'm gonna get you, trick or treat, trick or treat.
King of the Monsters, Boris Karloff, telling you about the Haunted Strangler.
How do you do? Imagine, if you please, a black, moonless night. You're on a street, alone in the darkness. Suddenly, out of the shadows, there is a furtive movement. Another poor soul has met the Haunted Strangler. And you will meet this monstrous madman, too, when you see my new motion picture, The Haunted Strangler. You won't forget him.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, that was one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. Baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, he was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eaters had my baby and gone.
A teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf, fantastic, bewildering, a motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf. Thank you.
watch the drag in the going mill. Play the chicken just for the thrill. Till you wind up in a ditch. She is my witch.
From the coldest and darkest regions of the sea, as old as time itself, comes the most terrifying monster the world has ever seen. The Sea Creature! Slithering over the face of the earth came a monster from beyond the stars. Inhuman, indestructible. Life on this planet was doomed when it conquered the world! These will be the strangest, most terrifying motion pictures you have ever seen. You will see monsters from a nightmare. The most horrifying creatures that ever made you wake up screaming.
Ah!
The She-Creature! And it conquered the world!
Let your feet hit the ground to the zombie.
Yeah.
Hurry up, come everyone, and follow me. Get the record to the zombie. I'm your master, listen to me. Then we will do the zombie.
Sound you hear is dripping blood. This is the start of Black Sunday.
Get in the new house day. Move one off the drive that way. Bill caught a ring and chains rattled out. I knew I moved in a haunting house. Still made up my mind today. Nothing would have gone to drive me away. When a city doesn't give me a creep, had one begun something else. Stood up that bill when I done me free. He did a hunt right off with me. Maybe hope it was a gray hair, she ain't gonna run. Bought this house, you know I'm bald. Well, there ain't no hay gonna run me off. Well, if my kids and my soul was a hunting high, call for the ball and in the car. Grease had melted in my hand, had a hunk of meat in my hand. Well, now the place that stood a man, hold a hot dog with the bottom of the man. See that pot up again, the gap. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He brought me back from my hand. Drink hot wine to me. See you me now, you better run.
And don't be hunting when the morning comes.
Say, yeah, when the morning comes. Be right here, you ain't gonna run. Boss is a half day, you know I'm boss. Well, ain't no hang gonna run me.
Fear will freeze you when you face it.
The mummy.
Torn from the darkest tomb of the pharaohs, it rises from the quiet dust of centuries to wreak a strange vengeance against mankind.
The mummy.
It tears steel bars like paper. It snaps men's spines like matchsticks. It walks through bullets like a goat. It sees without eyes. It lives without breath. Yet its desires are strangely, madly human.
The motion picture screen's most shocking experience in suspense.
In chilling Technicolor.
The Mummy.
And witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Took the thing from out of space and they did the stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Clock 12, I hollered out,
police!
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party piece. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up with one more scream.
Ah!
I woke up.
We had a ooh heart party. We had a ooh heart party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall. Everybody had a screaming ball.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Hound here. WFMU East Orange. more Halloween sounds. The DuPonts, Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall. Hazel Atkins with Haunted House. The Cymbals, Do the Zombie. Kip Tyler, She's My Witch. Everybody's favorite. Bo Diddley, Bo Meets the Monster.
My favorite.
And we open up with Brian Walker, Trick or Treat. And that's right, that porn video that Bo was spotted buying a couple weeks ago was Maximum Perversion. Many calls on that one.
Okay.
No calls begging us not to quit, though. Anyway, from the house.
I think the listeners can't quite decide whether this is just one of those childish attention-getting devices or not. I know the truth, though.
Yeah, you don't have to sit in traffic on the way home. This was actually sent in by listener Tommy Sal, but we also
Thanks,
had
Tom.
Clipped it ourselves. From the Halloween desk, Tom's River teenager who's posing as a hangman on a haunted hayride in Lakewood. He wasn't supposed to have the rope around his neck, but he died. He was hanging for real, and a whole bunch of hayrides passed him by thinking he was like the
Pretty
fake
scary
dead
folks.
Man. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's his name again?
I don't know.
Brian Jewell, a.k.a. Mopey. Turkey Neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mopey. Right now, the incident is being ruled accidental, but I don't think it was.
It says here, a group of hayriders approached the hanging scene and waited for Jewell to give them his haunting pitch, this spokesman for this company, Murray, said. But Jewell just stood limply on a platform as if he really had been hanged.
And because you know, folks, he really had been.
Because he really had.
It's pretty bizarre, said one person. It sounds something a professional stuntman should have been doing, if at all.
There you go.
Maybe he was just trying to get off.
Well, yeah, there is the specter of autoerotic asphyxia is raising its ugly head once again. The possibility that there was like a Slayer CD on repeat at his house when they broke apart.
Yeah,
it's also there.
Some Ozzy records. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys like this sex slave story?
Nah.
Been following the sex slave thing?
I don't know.
Well, he's such a sleazy little guy, though.
Yeah, what did she think she was getting in for, you know?
I don't know.
A guy with that much hair and gold chains?
Hey, it says here, sexual slavery was not part of her job description.
It's not part of mine either.
But this judge is a weird judge. The judge who awarded the $4 million, he is known. He's married to this, like, radical feminist lawyer who will not represent men.
Uh-huh.
He's like one of these guys who's... He actually gave out an alimony settlement that was, like, 90% of a guy's salary a couple of months ago. Yeah, he's a real nut.
PW kind of guy?
PW?
Can we say that on the air?
Pussy
snatch whip?
Yeah.
You can say that. You cat lovers out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got...
I got one here for you, Hound. Suspect,
oh, okay.
Suspect to Long Island cops cut me a break. This guy was pulled over... what's his name here? Alfonso Marinello, 43...
Nice Irish boy.
...was pulled over for alleged drunken driving late Monday by two cops in Farmingdale. Police said Marinello first offered each of the officers $2,000. Not bad. They called their supervisor to the scene.
And then the icing arrived.
And Marinello repeated his monetary offer. When the three refused, Marinello made a last-ditch attempt and offered them free haircuts for the rest of their lives. He owns a unisex barbershop in Copiague. They didn't go for it.
he wouldn't kick in for free depilatory as well.
Yeah. Gee.
Bikini waxing.
Free haircuts from a drunk guy.
Free hair styling.
That's better than $2,000.
Well, it being our Halloween show, we do have our...
If he owned a Dunkin' Donuts, he'd be free today.
Yeah. Right. Our hoodoo, witchcraft, and Satanism blues hangover. Maybe we can fit it in before the vibe report.
Okay.
Kicking it off with Tabby Thomas.
The Tabitha. Sue,
two, they all went away. Everybody was wondering where and when the king and the queen would boogie again.
Listen, that witch and I was here again. Oh, hush, look and listen, that witch and I was here again. With such a creepy old feeling, it's enough to drive a man insane. Now my doorknob's rattling, my chair's turning round and round. My doorknob is rattling, my chair's turning round and round. I can hear strange voices, and nobody can be found. Now my aggravating mama, she died about a year ago. My aggravating mama died about a year ago. And ever since she died, I've been hanging everywhere I go. Lead 45, please. Everybody rock. This is that witch and our people, y'all love. Make me go nuts. Afraid to holler, I'm even afraid to raise my hand. Afraid to holler, I'm afraid to raise my hand. Because that witch and owl, she come in walking like a man. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. Says, Tampa, you're going to have witching hours, and I will linger in your memory.
Go back, old devil, and look up on your shelf. Go back, old devil, and look up on your shelf. Go back, old devil, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. Look up on your shelf and get your soap and water and be your dirty. I beat my baby, man with a rope and a line. I beat my baby. baby. Ooh, man with a rope and a line. I beat my baby, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. With a rope and a line until she went stone blind. Fishing all in my pond. Some low-down scoundrel been fishing all in my pond. Some low-down scoundrel, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. Been fishing in my pond, catching all my game fish and grinding up the bone. What you want with a woman, man, and she can't rob and steal. What you want with a woman, man, and she can't rob and steal. What you want with a woman, it ain't no joke, no lie this time. She can't rob and steal. You don't need no man, baby, don't know you in the dark when he steals.
Now and I wonder what's the matter with time. Seem like everything will change. I seem like this woman that I've been loving, I found some other man. I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. See, my baby don't love me no more. Or because somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. I'm going down to Louisiana and buy me another mojo hand. Or because I've got to break up my baby from loving this other man. And I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to make my baby understand. Or my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Well, all right, John. Yeah, now, ladies.
We're going to break into the blues hangover for vibe report time.
Roscoe.
Yo.
You were there?
Yes.
1 minute early.
It's a minute early.
It's okay. We cut out the last minute of Sonny Boy Williamson. We've heard it already.
I hate to do that.
It's okay. What's going on?
Down in Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, checking with a few congressmen.
Yeah. And he said, quote.
Yeah.
Ooh. So
congressmen, they drink my wine.
So what's happening down in, God, that's one of my least favorite cities on planet Earth.
Don't rub it in, okay?
You're not having fun?
Well, I don't know. I guess.
Yeah.
I went to the mall for lunch.
Cool.
A good train ride?
The train was cool. The Washington Metro has a sort of like a Blade Runner vibe that's kind of happening. Bruce, you're off mic. I don't know, you know.
Roscoe?
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How long are you going to be down there for?
I'll be back tomorrow night.
Oh, because I'm going down there tomorrow.
Uh-huh. What are you doing tomorrow? To D.C.?
Yeah, well, to V.A.
Uh-huh.
To like 20 minutes south of where you're standing.
Uh-huh. I'm in, where am I? I'm in Bethesda.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
40 minutes out.
Home of the Tasty Diner.
Right there.
Have you checked out the Tasty Diner?
Not yet.
Good burgers.
Well, yeah, you can also steal a copy of the first Tex Rabinowitz single off the jukebox if you're sly,
if you bring tools.
If I bring my own screwdriver.
Yeah.
What are you doing down there, Sco?
Hard to explain.
Okay. He's lobbying.
I'm lobbying.
What, you're lobbying hand grenades?
Well, I'm lobbying for, to get,
It's the hemp platform.
Yeah.
We've sent Roscoe on a mission. Save the forests.
Yeah, restore rope and death to polyester.
Yeah.
Bring back rope. So this week's vibe basically is a low energy vibe, but is devoted totally to my own self-serving. Somebody from this radio audience must know a place where I can live.
Roscoe needs an apartment.
This is serious. It's not, you know.
No joke.
I mean, thanks for the drinks and everything in the past, but this is where you could really do something really good.
All right, how much can you spend and where do you want to live?
Well, I'd like to live in Manhattan.
Five beans, lower Manhattan.
Five beans, lower Manhattan.
How's that?
Even a sublet would do. 5 or 6 months, you know, worst case scenario, I don't know, just, you know, listeners, think about it any way possible that you could help out the Vibe Meister on this.
Roscoe's in D.C. avoiding his roommate. That's what he's doing.
It would be greatly appreciated. So, that's the vibe. Oh, I've also been reading that book, which has been incredible.
What, Hitmen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
The sleazy record industry.
It is pretty good. I mean, there is stuff in there that just no other business, doesn't matter what it is, could do it that way, you know? It is really something.
Yeah,
except maybe the Catholic Church.
Yeah. Boy, that is something, too. was I talking last week about that movie about the Catholic Church?
Not on the air. You were telling me about it, though.
Oh, yeah, some made-for-cable movie.
About the priest child molester?
Yeah, and then, like, the postscript at the end of the movie was, like, it's interesting to note that no insurance companies will give liability insurance to the Catholic Church anymore as far as pertaining to the molestation of altar boys.
Yeah. That's a high-risk profession in that regard, you know.
Yeah, if you're 12, don't do it. Go out for football.
Really?
Your coach is a lot more trustworthy than these guys.
Yeah, not by much.
Oh, mine was. Anyway, I never went out for football. Find this girl an apartment.
Please.
Make a friend. We'll see you at the Jays next weekend.
All right. These
the Hound
are,
Show
these
Live.
Only week. Two weeks.
Yeah, Hound Show Live and the Roscoe's
Hangover Hop number 2.
Grunge Trio later on.
Right, the Power Varmints.
At the joint. And till then, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
See you.
Later, Sco.
Kind of a low-keyed Roscoe today. Ever since he got engaged.
Yes.
He's been like that. We broke
reflective.
In.
Reflective Sco.
Well, he needs it. He's homeless. Homeless Sco, which
yeah.
is sad.
That's true.
We did break in a Blues Hangover. What did we hear? We heard
an even more hard luck story.
We heard most of Sonny Boy Williamson. Guess which number, Sonny Boy Williamson. Somebody hoodooed the hoodoo man. Bo Carter with O Devil, Tampa Red, Witching Hour Blues, and Tabby Thomas, Hoodoo Party. And now is Vom Set, which is Halloween 1967. Right? The very first, the Psychedelic Stooges, very first gig.
Men with instruments and vacuums.
And vacuums, right. And we're going to do our Stooges tribute. Unfortunately, there is almost no unreleased, like, live or trashy outtakes or anything like that material from the Stooges before James Williamson.
Yeah.
I mean, there's got to be tapes somewhere. Somebody can send them here.
Nightbob has them.
No, he's got the Williamson era stuff, I think.
Yeah.
The only live thing with Ron Ashton is from that TV show, which is real bad sound quality, and this other bootleg I have that I really I couldn't play it on the radio. The sound quality is so terrible. We would just tune everybody out. So we're just going to have to go back to those classic Stooges now on CD.
Come and get these memories, folks.
And then when we get past the first two records, then we'll play some of the rare, weird stuff from the Williamson-era Stooges 23 years ago.
We going to make some phone calls?
We do have Ron Ashton's phone number, but I interviewed him once. I don't really have one.
Mrs. Ashton?
Not in a real...
Is Ronnie home?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We can try it.
What?
We'll let you know how it goes. If we break in, that means we got him on the line. But we'll kick it off right now.
Down, down, down.
Stooges. The best rock and roll performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, and all the other unmentionables our parents only hinted about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible. Rock is revolution.
...1974 is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll. It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat. I preach into my conversion story, which you can get, how this beat gets them. 400 teenage girls in Detroit interviewed as to why they had illegitimate babies. They said, not just the words, the beat. The fertility rates of the jungles are the same beats incorporated in this modern rock to stir them up. Hey!
Get in there now. Come on. Down the slide.
Back in the States.
Right.
Right.
Well, there you go. Our fourth anniversary tribute to the Stooges 23rd anniversary. Oh.
It's like base 10.
That was Pinpoint Eyes rehearsal from 1974. Counting backwards,
you
we heard.
You think you got it right?
We heard a little outtake of, it was actually Iggy and James Williamson in a hotel room doing the Velvets. I'm waiting for the man. Search and Destroy before David Bowie ruined it. Right, all kinds of stuff you don't hear on the record.
Yeah,
that's
the
on
weird
that
the
version.
Mystery Girls backup vocal. Thing.
Well, that's on Raw Power.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pay attention. Give him a demerit, so Den.
I was making phone calls.
Den, spank him again. Scene of the Crime.
A little harder.
Another
to the left.
Pre-Raw Power demo. Then we had Loose and Real Cool Time. And there you go. Yeah. Not a whole lot to say. Anybody out there in town for the CMJ convention?
Never go to the five.
Morons.
Yeah. Hi, folks. Welcome to New York.
CMJ.
Get
college, lost. What's it? College Music Jack Me Off Convention.
Yeah,
well, this is...
Huckfey. Yeah. They, in a suicidal bid, they invited
Billy and
rock writer Miriam Linna onto the rock writer panel. She apparently just got through throwing fortune cookies at some guy.
Good. I hope they were petrified fortune cookies. Oh, PSA time. Here we go.
At last.
Do you have trouble understanding speech in a crowded room? Does your family complain that you listen to the television too loud? Are you constantly asking people to repeat themselves? If you answer yes to any of these questions, you will probably have hearing loss. If so, you're not alone. Hell no. 1 in 12 people suffers from hearing loss. That's why Dial-A-Hearing screening test is being offered to area residents. This is a free recorded message which will give you 4 tones for each ear, full of instructions and a list of medical problems associated with hearing loss. If you don't hear all 4 tones, you have failed the test and you should seek a more conclusive hearing examination. To take the test, call area code 201-467-7550 from a quiet room using a quality phone. That's 467-7550. You should hear what you're missing. Dial a hearing screening test today.
WFMU with you in mind.
Right. And you thought we didn't care about your ears.
Oh, man. So what do you say, Dan? We take the bus to Dayton, then we proceed on to Big Sur and paint some rocks?
Yeah. Dig it, bro.
Oh, was there announcements? The A-Bones at the Court Tavern tonight,
yeah, how about
featuring
it?
El Bruch.
Guaranteed good gig. Man.
Pussy Willows over place. At Woody's in the Village. The Senders every Monday, Continental Divide for free. Okay, that big Halloween show at the Acme has been moved to the Bond Street Cafe. That's Halloween night, Wednesday. The Talisman and the Inducers are playing 2 movies. Revenge of the Creature with Clint Eastwood in 3D at 9:45. Dracula Has Risen from the Grave with...
In 2D.
You know, Christopher Reeve at 8 o'clock.
Christopher Lee.
And it's not at, it was supposed to be at the Acme. The Under the Acme is closed, and it's open. It's going to be at the Bond Street Cafe right around the corner of Bond Street. 2 weeks from today, Brownies, 169 Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street. Hounds, Hangover Hop, number 2.
Steaming towards the coin toss, folks.
Meet the entire radio family. Get drunk. Be stupid. Have fun.
Girls.
I mean, it's going to be... The last one was really a riot. The whole radio family will be there. There'll be prizes and booze.
Prizes?
And records. Special guests. Denois will be there.
The person that gets drunkest gets handed the keys to a brand new Camaro.
The person who gets the drunkest? Okay. Who's in charge? Dan, you're in charge of stealing the Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the keys. Oh, so what do you got from the news desk there? You got the Bird's Box in your hand, and you've been carrying that around like it's the Bible all day.
Well, we were really digging it.
I'm kind of baffled by the whole thing.
The Bird's Box? Well,
I haven't seen anything quite like it.
The How to Shape a Box set is probably one of the greatest controversies of our time. Now, Columbia has opted for the Jokes for the John size CD box.
Exactly, for the man who has
the European companies usually go for the cube.
Which or is other good for hurling.
Yeah, like MCA Records, they go for like the
weird book.
The album size box with the CDs in it in a weird plastic.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But what's this? Is kind of an all new one. I've never seen this one.
This
before.
Is a bizarre new packaging concept.
Four CDs, and they're like two stacked on top of each other.
They have stupid names and these pictures on them that look incredibly. Like, you know, outtakes from Star Trek.
They're kind of new agey pictures with lumping their songs into categories like. Cruising Altitude, We Have Ignition, Full Throttle.
The Full Throttle thing's my favorite. It really does look like the title sequence in Space 1999.
Yeah, exactly.
The Bird's personal background details, quote, as visualized in the 60s, end quote, I guess from some fan magazine.
As visualized.
Pretty great. David Crosby lying and saying he's 140 pounds.
He was at birth. That's his at birth
And
weight.
The thing we were referring to is that... Mike Clark's ambition, as visualized in the 60s, was to lay around Big Sur and paint rocks. I hope he finally got it together after all these years.
Yeah, I think that's probably where he spent the last few years.
Well, you aim low, you know, you get there.
The, like, six-page family tree of the Birds is pretty good.
Yeah, which, like, doesn't fold out and is virtually unfollowable without, like, a T-square.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think when it gets to the point
page.
Of Souther Hillman and Fury, you can really start ripping pages out of that.
You know, it's funny, Hound, because Chris Hillman... His biggest influence on his career and yours are the same, and that is, of course, the vibrations around him.
Well, I got the East Coast vibrations, and he's got those West Coast vibrations, yeah. I guess.
It's luck of the draw.
There you go.
Anyway.
Where you woke up.
Can only deal the hand you're dealt.
If somebody wants to run in right now and grab that Robert Johnson box, it's on the top.
Yes.
There's something really hysterical in there.
Some liner notes? You can only play the hand you're dealt.
Man, the Robert Johnson. I mean, I'm glad that they put out all this crap. I mean, better too many records than not enough, although having them on CD is pretty bizarre. But this
is another, like, the Jokes for the John size.
Yeah, this is another one of those Jokes for the John size.
With a pamphlet that looks like sort of a gigantic bus schedule.
Right,
know?
And it's got all these goofy things in it, you know, like tributes from Eric Clapton and Keith Richards.
Yeah, Eric Clapton, there's a guy that sounds just like Robert Johnson to me,
yeah.
You know?
When he speaks.
But there's one thing I really have to find.
They drank the same brand of beer.
I noticed this morning because I finally got my promo of it like 50 weeks late.
I never notice things in the morning.
It tells you here what there's little footnotes to all the lyrics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as we get to Stones in My Passway, it's what's he saying here? Let me find the exact
Stones
line.
In My Passway?
You know, I got stones in my passway, blah,
it's
blah,
from
blah,
drinking
blah,
too
blah.
Much milk, you know?
Anyway, he's talking, he says, now you're trying to take my life away, all my loving too, right? Now there's a little footnote next to the word trying.
Yeah, I couldn't quite figure that out.
Okay.
What does that mean, trying?
Spelled with an apostrophe.
And this is going to make all your lives easier to know this. The second trying is the only instance in Robert Johnson's lyrics where he uses the uncontracted present participle.
Ah, oh, but Robert Johnson didn't write any songs.
Right.
That's what separates him from other blues men.
Oh, yeah, what makes him the originator.
D minor, that's the saddest of keys.
Okay, let's get back to some more of this Halloween trash with It Wouldn't Be Halloween Without Screaming Jay Hawkins and the Whammy.
I met a big woman with eyes of fury. Hellebore, his heart stole. Vow she get me. Couldn't live without me. Said she used her mojo bone. Ah! She put the whammy. Ah! She threw the whammy. Ah! She put the whammy. Oh, 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 oh. I bought a shotgun, a big long shotgun. I put the bell upside her head. I said, release me. Highline woman, release me. I'll blow the moonlight clean through your bald head. Oh, 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 ah! She put the whammy. Well, Lord, she put the whammy. Oh, oh, I'm telling you, she put the whammy. Oh, yes, she did on poor me. They taught me about the evil, about life and its mystery. They didn't teach me about the women who deal and fools like me.
Panic. Shock your friends. Mail them free fiendish postcard scenes from The She-Beast and the Embalmer. See both and get 6 free beastly gag cards. Write in your own punchlines. Then mail your beastly gags to fracture your friends.
Club in my hand, when I saw a pretty girl sitting on the sand, I grabbed her by the hair and I kissed her hard. Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, there's something about your fist that I can't resist. Now I liked her very much, so I asked her for a date. She said, okay, but I can't stay out late. I asked her how come, as I swung my club around. Then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, shut your mouth and act your age. She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. Now I protect my girl from any kind of harm. palm, and she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long for me. I'm a teenage caveman.
The Astro Zombies, they mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create. The Astro Zombies cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color, coming soon to your local theater.
Elevator takes you down, 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 down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground, down, 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 down. It's like you're sitting there. Ooh, oxygen is sitting there. Now
break inside, got a
and a high. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will do it. Then you will get your favorite dish, a topping colored octopus.
Prepare yourself for the shock show of the year, The Child, together with Axe, the Child, a young girl with unearthly powers who plays hide-and-go-kill. The Child, and on the same program, Axe, more shocking than the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. See Axe and The Child, at last, total terror in one show. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
The sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage cuckoo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the Cuckoo Muck. I'm the night head hunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the cuckoo muck tiger and a teenage beast. I show up, the cuckoo muck, and bang, baby, like I've been telling you, I'm the cuckoo, and bang.
To Nancy and Sheila in the mansion of the doomed is so horrifying, we can't get it on this radio station. Mansion of the Doomed is so shocking, it will never appear on television. Some films you see, some you feel.
As I was riding across the plains, I spied a rambling phantom train, bound for nowhere. I heard a wailing ghostly shriek. It echoed from a mountain peak. This was my last cry.
This was my last cry.
I've roamed the plains for many years, through troubles, happiness, and tears. This was my last cry.
This was my last cry.
My loving days have been dear. My broken heart's not mended. How well I do remember the day she said goodbye. The day she said bye.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. Continuing with our Halloween extravaganza.
So get out your pens and get out the tape label and write this stuff down.
Yeah. Duke's The Last Ride. Ronnie Cook, Goo Goo Muck, The Hollywood Flames with Frankenstein's Den.
Isn't that Flames?
Yeah. And we have
Aren't
our den.
Yeah.
There he is, Frankenstein's Den. What was before that? Randy Luck, Teenage Caveman, and that's playing at the Film Forum, I believe, tonight.
Really?
Yeah, with, what's his name, Robert Vaughn. Terrible movie.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going to get together with Jimmy Vaughn now, right?
And Ben Vaughn for the Vaughn Brothers, right. And we opened up with Screaming Jay Hawkins, The Whammy. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get to some rock news. The Scorpions, they were the group that they actually based Spinal Tap on when they researched it.
There's been a bunch of different people like that.
Well, that's what Rob Reiner said. They went on tour, that they got to go on tour with the Scorpions before they wrote the script.
Big city, big city.
Anyway,
nights.
The Scorpions have felt the sting of one angry hotel chain, the German rock. It calls them here reprobate.
Reprobates.
What's that mean?
It's what you is.
F-ups.
Oh,
yeah.
We're permanently banned from all Four Seasons hotels after members lobbed a television out the window at the chain's Dallas location.
Who'd they hit?
When the band was staying there to promote a new album, when the hotel management tried to pin the blame on the band whose bad boy antics were parodied in the film Spinal Tap, the Scorpions manager Doc McGee, the same guy with the 5 tons of marijuana in the boat, insisted that there was never a TV in the room to begin with. Wah.
Yeah, Gilligan, you can't fly. It's impossible.
Yeah. How about this one? Troy, New York. Did you have one?
No. I just want to say,
upstate police broke into an apartment after receiving a call from someone they felt was too injured to speak, only to find out that a cat had dialed the phone. Apparently, the Yeager. A cat pawed the pad of a program push-button phone, striking the key that automatically dialed the phone, and he meowed in it.
From the advanced party skills desk?
Yes.
Better not be about my girlfriend.
I hope she's not involved in these things.
Yeah. Maybe.
Is she a member of Females Taking Over gang?
Or Buck Fay the Others?
Junior high students call them hookie parties, secret gatherings during school days for booze and drugs, sex, and home movies.
Yeah. Home movies?
My four favorite things.
Home videos, probably.
That's one of the things many junior high school dropouts and near dropouts do all day.
That's what I did when I was a near dropout.
We go there and we just chill with a whole bunch of girls, smoke, ball, and just munch out.
Exactly.
Said a 15-year-old youth named Orit. He spoke matter-of-factly as he and two other teenagers leaned against an abandoned building a few blocks from the Bronx school where they were supposed to be but never are. Why do you want to know about hookie parties? Orit asked. You a pervert? You a cop? Then a pudgy kid with dimples, described by his former principal as a paroled killer, spoke up. His name was Oscar. We go to hookie parties, so what? When the mother's not there, you hang out and take a girl. You take a lot of girls. Apparently this is the thing in the Bronx these days. Another kid, Willie, said, you cut in school or you never in school. We get the FTOs, who are a female gang whose name stands for either Females Taking Over or...
Buck Fay the Others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
they come sometimes, it says here.
Party advice from the junior high kids in the Bronx.
Kid, we get them at the Hangover Hop number 2.
Okay. So maybe we should have the Hangover Hop number 2 in an abandoned building.
In the Bronx.
But then again, sometimes, some nights at Brownies, you know.
Here's an interesting one. Man who mutilated girlfriend, fed her to dog, sentenced to 12 to 17 years.
There's Yankee justice for you.
Well...
You get more than that for stealing a car.
Well, no, the guy... If anybody watched Frontline last Tuesday, they had some marijuana importer, this English guy that they extradited to America. They gave him 25 years.
For pot.
For pot. They gave this guy 12 to 17 years for
maybe if he'd fed the pot to his dog.
Maybe because he showed he was humane by feeding his dog.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get back to some more of this Halloween garbage.
Kind of dumb animals.
Here's one that was produced by our pal Cordell Jackson and came out on the Moon label.
How about it?
Earl Patterson.
Oh, Betty.
Yes, Daddy.
was an old man named Jack. His age was about 69. Now Jack had a teenage daughter. She was so sweet and kind. Her name was Betty Vampire. She liked to do the rock and roll. Now Betty had a teenage boyfriend, but he liked to do the stroke. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. When the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart, they danced and ate two large sandwiches and drank tequila from a pot. Then the teenage werewolf said, I'll step outside and get some air. But then said Betty Vampire, go, but I'll find you there. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. Then the teenage werewolf started for the door. He saw Frankenstein and the mummy strolling across the floor. Now the teenage werewolf liked to do the stroll. He went back over to see Betty and said, baby, let's bop some more. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the Dracula's daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop.
Daddy Eagle here in Hoopla D, and you know, it really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comforts yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95, but when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave!
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold.
mysterious east comes the astonishing Salto, performing miracles which astound and amaze. For need information, call 387-5078.
Don't be frightened. You will be with me tonight. Mwah! Mwah!
Way back a long time ago, there was a Halloween party, as you all know. There was a big King Kong that had a time, and old Charlie Gator with his terrible bite. The mummy was a-scratching his rotten jaws, but a monster knocked Charlie Gator through the wall. Spooks was a-making of human stew. They tried to roast Mr. Werewolf too. Yeah, rock, rock, everybody woo.
Cultural time. Old Mother Geezer went to the freezer to fetch her pet cobra a toad. When she got there, the freezer was there. The silly old bat should have known. with the Wavy Gravy Jars to visit Grandma up on Mars. Did you ever see a Martian beard? The whiskers are purple and curly and weird. And two faces are harder than just one to shave. So two-headed Martians just naturally rave. For the cooler, more comfortable shaving they get with push-button lather and blade by Gillette. Yeah, the Gillette Adjustables made lots of pals among the little green men of the Martian Canal. Whippy-dippy-doo-dow, Scooby-Doo. You can and should, that's try it too, because whether it's peach fuzz or whiskers like wire, I'm sure you'll find the chicks admire a clean, close shave, and that's what you get when you harvest your shrubbery with Adjustable Gillette. Now you take it from Daddy, because this ain't no jive. The Gillette Adjustables, $1.95. Yeah, self-assured, good-looking and cool. That's what you'll be when you follow my rule. Blade and lather. Shave just once that way and say, I think you'll find you'd rather. Yeah, indeedy, it's your best shaving bet. Lather cream and adjustable. Gillette!
Like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get the musicians down here. I got friends on field.
Then I get the strangest feeling. Ooh, baby, I'm a king-sized world. When I take you strolling, baby, oh, and we're walking late at night, aren't you just a little nervous? Walking with me in the world of moonlight. heard the world would sigh. So it seemed on his book and pen, a bona fide he would die in bed. And this world would be too mad.
Uh-oh, wrong loop. That's supposed to... I put it in the wrong... Ah, stop! Ah! I'm going to get this right, folks.
You're going to have to suffer along with
them. Yeah, where's the right one? Let's see, I had one called Halloween. Halloween. Eh, we'll just go back to the Enchanted Forest.
What happened to Halloween?
I don't know.
What happened to Halloween?
Anyway... All right, that was Gary Warren with Werewolf. We were dinging Bat with Hearse on a Safari.
Somebody's at the door, Laurie.
Carlos Castle, Don't Meet Mr. Frankenstein. Jack Starr, Halloween Party. The Revels, Midnight Stroll. And Earl Patterson with Nightmare Hop.
Folks, there's someone at the door.
Somebody go get the door, please.
Yeah. Oh, no,
somebody
no.
Please drive in and get the door. Okay,
here we go.
We have something from Who's That, from the Masked Mammal Desk.
Yeah, no, this is Critters in the News once again. Co-ed falls 75 feet and lands on raccoon. Cornell University student...
I've fallen on a raccoon, and I can't get up.
Yeah, we're...
We're sending a coon dog, Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, we're sending rabies vaccine right away, Mrs. Fletcher. It says here, a Cornell University student who slipped from a trail and fell more than 75 feet into a gorge lived to tell a story thanks to a raccoon. Okay. Lisa Nelson, a.k.a. Lucky, I don't know, Fleety, was walking on the wet Cascadia Gorge Trail that separates that famed Ivy League school from Ithaca's Collegetown neighborhood where she slipped, when she slipped Monday. Ithaca police said the 20-year-old student plummeted more than 75 feet into the steep, rocky gorge but suffered only a broken wrist and other minor injuries after making a relatively cushy landing atop, quote, a soft, plump raccoon, end quote. Police said they believe the raccoon saved the co-ed's life. She was on the bottom, and there was an injured raccoon next to her, said Police Captain David Barnes, a.k.a. No. Detail Man.
You sure it wasn't shaved the raccoon's wife?
I don't know. Nelson was reported in satisfactory condition yesterday at Tompkins County Hospital. The raccoon is recovering at a local animal shelter. Mm. I love good news.
Here's one. Caskets for Halloween. Casket salesman pleads innocent to theft charge for dumping cadavers.
Cadavers.
A freelance undertaker accused of dumping cadavers from a medical school in a mass grave and pocketing the money he was paid to cremate them pleaded innocent Wednesday to felony theft charge. The college paid him $189 per body to dispose of these things. Anyway, seems that this guy had his license revoked once by the Texas Funeral Commission in 1988.
His freelance license?
Amid allegations he was using his apartment to improperly dispose of fetuses from an abortion clinic.
Oh, please.
Using his apartment?
Jiminy Christmas.
In what way was he using his apartment?
Being behind the drywall, I guess.
That's where I keep
him. Insulation?
Oh, God.
How about parents arraigned for allegedly keeping daughter locked in the closet for 12 years?
How about it?
Yeah.
More good news.
Closet
yeah,
queen.
Tons of, like, you know, dads killing two-year-olds for dancing in front of the TV while, you know, tons of those kind of stories. Child perverts.
Yeah, I love the guy that...
boys from
prison. Jail, yeah.
All right, things to announce. This Saturday and Sunday, Horror Fest 90... at the William Carlos Arts Center, Park Ave, Rutherford, New Jersey, with special guests, Zachary Lee, Tom Savini, John Harris, that's Dr. Smith from Lost in Space, and Laurie S.'s brother's band, The Creeping Pumpkins. And if you're not totally sick of Halloween songs after the end of this Hound Show, A, I feel sorry for you, B, there's plenty more in store this week on WFMU. Dr. Tom's Halloween Show. Wednesday, October 31st, 9 to 1 p.m., where Ken Friedman's show usually is, 4 hours of psychedelic Halloween stuff.
I guess Ken's going to be on his honeymoon and whatnot.
Yeah. Wednesday, October 31st, from 10:30 to 11:30, is the atrocious Halloween edition of Irwin's show.
That should be interesting.
That should be good, right? And then we have this, the Truck Stop Tea Party this Sunday night. We have an old-fashioned Irish Halloween edition.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
a green rather than orange, I guess.
Yeah.
This is the Jay's Halloween blowout? Is that what this is?
What?
That you're talking about? No. Truck stop?
No, no, no. That's Bronwyn C's show.
Oh.
On the new time.
The broadcasting arm
the
of Bronwyn C.
The pre-Nick Hill
What was Roscoe talking about the Jays?
That's that next week. That's in fact, maybe Jer will be out here next week. We have the diesel-only three-night stand at the Continental Divide to celebrate the release of like six or eight singles on the diesel-only label, the world-famous Blue Jays.
Remember last Halloween, Jer ended up like on the floor, on his knees in front of Alice. Good.
Someplace Den's never been. 2 weeks from today, Hangover Hop number two. We'll all be there live, 169 Avenue A at Brownies, live remote, be on the air, celebrate the Hound's fifth anniversary, and
be running back and forth to puke at Mojo.
Yeah, be drunk at way too early an hour.
Yeah,
set your clocks back tonight, by the way.
Yeah, or set them forward, or just throw them at the window.
Yeah, okay, what do we got? We got a few more. We got some time left. We got a request for this one, kind of a classic, The Sonics and The Witch.
But you won't get far. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch. When she walks around late at night, won't stop the people sleeping tight. If you hear a knocking on your door, you better take it away. Wahoo! But you better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you ill, 'cause she's the witch.
I went to see my doctor, asked him what was wrong. He gave me an examination. I was chilled to my bones. She made my blood run cold, sent cold chills all through my soul. Freezes my heart, causes my
my blood to stop. Have icicles hanging from my eyes. I need heat all around the clock. She made my blood run cold. Sent cold chills all through my soul. He checked my blood pressure. He found that I had none. He said, bring me that woman so she can see what she has done. She made my blood run cold. Sent cold chills all through my soul. She came to the doctor's office and rubbed him on his head. And before I could give him a warning, he was standing there frozen dead. She made his blood run cold, took all the life right out of his soul.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
A cat would walk through a cemetery line. A tombstone there made him stop. He looked to see just what it said. And this is how that tombstone read.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. 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 Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
What was that?
A B flat, kid.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Oh, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Then came a voice from that dark back, half like the log and half like the rat. What was that?
A fat rat, cat.
Don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone. 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 Well, don't dig me, daddy, cause I'm real gone.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, that just about wraps it up. That was Rex Garvin with Strange Happenings. Rod Willis and the Cat. We heard Ike Turner's Halloween record, She Made My Blood Run Cold. Open up with the Sonics and The Witch. Go see Old Brooch tonight over at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Two weeks from tonight, today, The Hound Show Live, Brownies, 3 o'clock. Be there.
And from now through Wednesday night, Unbelievably Ugly Mayhem on the streets of Manhattan.
Right, Laureus.
Be a part of it, folks.
Laureus is up next. Lord, good Lord's will, and the crick don't rise, and we don't think of something better to do with our lives. We'll be here next week.
I've got the coin ready. The devil.